All right, another day of MAGA eating itself alive. And I want to show you all this video of young MAGA conservatives reacting to the Trump administration's cover-up of the Epstein client list. Because the MAGA infighting is not slowing down. It seems to be speeding up as everybody from Elon Musk to Joe Rogan to young MAGA conservatives are coming out and saying the Trump admin really screwed this up. The party that promised to defeat the deep state has now become the deep state. Rather than draining the swamp, they've created a new swamp of their own, and that swamp includes people like Pam Bondi, people like Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. Let's walk through all of this, because I think it's important to know where conservatives are on any given day. About 10 to 15% of them are still thinking like this: leave the pedo elite alone. There's still a small fraction of MAGA that are trying to cover for Trump. But a lot of people like Matt Walsh and Elon Musk are pointing it out by saying, up until 10 seconds ago, there was unanimous agreement that Epstein was a pedophile and child sex trafficker with high-profile clientele who all must be exposed and brought to justice. Now, out of the blue, we're being told that none of that is true, and anyone who believes this thing that everyone believed is a whack job and a conspiracy theorist. This is the kind of shameless 180-degree unexplained pivot that leftists typically specialize in. Very weird to see it happening on the right. I would disagree that we've ever done this on the left, but Elon Musk then responds, "Easy to tell who is a paid influencer," implying that you can tell who's on the Trump MAGA payroll because they are still tripping over themselves to defend Donald Trump. A lot of Trump supporters are pointing out the fact that Pam Bondi tweeted out less than 2 months ago, quote, "California officials are failing to protect girls on the playing field and in the locker room." Well, now which administration is failing to protect young girls en masse who have been abused? Victims who will now not get justice, and offenders who may be able to reoffend because the Trump admin is too feckless to release the actual list. Let's talk about Joe Rogan's reaction, but first, I want to show you how young MAGA conservatives are feeling. They're not all feeling the exact same way, but I found this interesting.
I do not agree with the president.
I do not agree.
I actually do agree with the president.
Unfortunately, on this one, I don't think I agree with the president.
I kind of sided with Bongino and Patel in this situation.
I do not agree with the president. I think that Pam has brought a secretive energy to the administration and that it is not a good look for the president at all.
As much as I like the president, I do think that that is a little bit of mistrust put into the people.
I think there's a lot of instances where the president should just keep his mouth closed and not give out such opinions.
She had come out in the past and said that they had thousands of videos they were just waiting to release. And then all of a sudden now they're saying, yeah, there's nothing.
I don't believe that Pam Bondi is being particularly effective in terms of her leadership and governance when it comes to the Epstein files.
Okay, don't let them do this. While Pam Bondi is absolutely sleazy and liar, Donald Trump is protecting Pam Bondi, and Donald Trump does not let Pam Bondi do anything that he didn't already approve. The buck stops with him.
The women and children who were victims of this entire scandal absolutely deserve the justice, and at the very least of the government making more of an effort to have these files released. And
I absolutely agree. To continue, libs of TikTok, one of the biggest right-wing Twitter accounts, said not long ago during the election cycle, Trump says he will release the Epstein client list if elected. The Democrat elites are shaking right now. Well, who's shaking now? Remember, Trump said yesterday, "What's going on with my boys, and in some cases, gals?" And this post, for the first time in the history of his app, Truth Social, got ratioed, meaning 25,000 angry commenters were at his neck and only 23,000 people liked it. The 23,000 people who like this are this person saying, "Leave the pedo elite alone. I'm going to protect Trump till the end of my days." To continue, this House tracker just came out, and we'll get to the Joe Rogan piece in 1 second, but this House tracker just came out that reads how many seats each party would have if there was a uniform swing based on generic ballot polling averages. And Democrats are now kind of within like a safety margin to win the House, which is great news. The typical polling error can be seen with the outer lines. You see the blue line, then you see the outer perimeter. That's the typical polling error. And as time has gone on, the Democrats are almost safe enough from a polling error to win the House. We will very likely win the House, but we need to make sure we mobilize. I've argued with a lot of commenters before, people who say they don't want to vote in 2026, they don't want to vote in 2028 because they think it's already rigged. They actually call me naive for saying that it's worth voting, but no, I'm going to double down. It is worth voting in 2026. You are actually hurting the movement if you're saying the election is going to be rigged and we shouldn't even vote. Just vote in 2026. Let's mobilize en masse and continue to push. Donald Trump Jr. posted a while ago, you know who's not on the Epstein list? My father. Because if he was, it would have leaked in half a second. That's a fact. And then someone fact-checked and says, Donald Trump was on Epstein's flight logs at least 7 times. Here are the receipts. And, you know, if he weren't on the Epstein client list, then release the damn list. Donald Trump Jr. also said in 2022, there's something seriously broken in federal law enforcement if they're going after Mike Lindell, but not the people on Jeffrey Epstein's list. Brian Tyler Cohen says, awfully quiet on this. Huh. On top of that, MAGA continues to rake Kash Patel over the coals over this Epstein statement. The MAGA mob has aimed its pitchforks at FBI Director Kash Patel. Patel took to X to quell rumors that he was quitting the Bureau, saying, quote, the conspiracy theories just aren't true. Never have been, he wrote. It's an honor to serve the President of the United States. Well, people didn't like that. Quote, sounds like you might be in the files, Cash, said Polling USA, a right-wing account dedicated to political polling. Release the files, said Republicans against Trump. It was you who said Bill Gates is in the Epstein files, and you are hiding those files. Inexcusable, said right-wing lawyer Robert Barnes. Trump tried to quell the MAGA infighting, but it didn't work. And this is when Joe Rogan took a swing at things. I am sure he's going to talk more about this on his podcast, but he did post a meme that shows Donald Trump with boxing gloves on saying, okay, I'm going to drain the swamp. Then him sitting down and saying, damn, the swamp got hands, implying that he tried to fight the swamp and he realized but he's losing, that the swamp can actually fight back and they have hands. That is Joe Rogan essentially trolling somebody that he helped elect. And listen, I already know a lot of people are going to say, it's too late, Joe Rogan. There is no coming back from all the work you did to elect Trump. And I agree. Joe Rogan, Theo Vaughn, a lot of these comedians gave Trump a platform and allowed him to come back into the mainstream and get elected. And there is no excusing that. But I do think it's worth platforming, talking about, and pushing the ball forward when these people do split from MAGA. I'm not saying that we need to like sit down and be buddy-buddy with Joe Rogan, but when he starts to criticize Trump, troll Trump, and pull the MAGA fan base away, we let it happen. We guide them. We say, listen, the Epstein file is indicative of a broader pattern with the Trump administration where they are not transparent, they are brazen liars, they'll lie to your face in a disrespectful way, all while enriching themselves. Trump accepted a $400 million jet from Qatar, which is not only illegal but immoral, while also starting Trump Coin, Melania Coin, and Baron Coin, which even if you put aside the illegality of it, it's just immoral to do that as the President of the United States. MAGA needs to realize all of this has been happening. And if you want to help, make sure you subscribe to the Adam Rockler feed below. We will not shut up. We will not stop punching back. And I think it's a good thing. If you appreciate the videos we make, drop a like. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.